Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
So, we got done a couple of days ago with Iron Fist. So, not sure. Did we do I don't think we did a podcast on it. We just kind of mentioned it, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
We kind of mentioned the previous Iron Fist. So, full disclosure, we hated it. It was
the first one. Right, the first one.
Out of the whole series with Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, The Punisher, of all of those on the Netflix series Marvel, that was the worst. That was at the bottom. So when they said, well, we're going to kind of hurry up and try to get it corrected and put out, you know, season two, I really wasn't looking forward to it. Were you?
What's that?
Were you looking forward to season two?
No. I was expecting it to, like, I was looking at it, and I was like, and I kept looking at it, like, and then I was like, oh, okay, my sweetie's watching it. Okay, I'll watch it with him, because I did not want to watch it. I thought really was going to be just as bad as the first one.
So the good thing that happened was he showed up in Luke Cage's second series. And when he showed up there, he was a little better. So you kind of didn't hate him as much.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a positive thing. He was kind of like, oh, Iron Fist on there. Oh, this dude. Then he was like, huh, he wasn't bad on here. Good. He wasn't bad on there. But that doesn't make him good either. But he wasn't bad on there. Mm-hmm. So when the second season came, I didn't really know what to expect. The critics were saying, this should be a whole different concept. Because they got rid of the previous director. They added in some different writers. And what we found later on was they got better choreographers on there. I think one of the choreographers was on, worked on Creed, and another one on something else.
Right.
But it was, well, okay, that sounds good. And then you can see it in there. But overall, I got to see my series because they tie into each other. So no matter what, if you don't see one of them, you don't know what's going on or what may bleed on into the other series.
Right.
Because right now, the next series that's supposed to come out is season three of Daredevil. And then the next one should be Punisher 2, because you got Jessica Jones with two seasons.
Right.
You got Luke Cage with two seasons.
Yeah.
Now you got Iron Fist with two seasons, but now it's Punisher time. Punisher happened to be good. It came out during a bad time with a lot of gun violence. So they liked it, but they was kind of like, I don't think it's appropriate. But right now it seems like guns in particular is not going to go away, but people are just really just going to see what they see. And, you know, we waiting on... what's that, John Wick?
Yes, John Wick.
And that's all he does is shoot people. So you got to look at it in that way. But anyway, back to Iron Fist. So this year, it was all about him promising Daredevil. Because remember, from the Defenders, when they all came together, they thought that Matt was killed. So Daredevil was done. And he said, protect my city. So he would go out and protect the city at night, people, criminals, and they were still gangs. And since the Hand was defeated and they helped defeat the Hand, then it was rival gangs all in the city. So mm-hmm. he was fighting against the rival gangs in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his main concept. But then his boy from Kulan...
turned on him.
Yeah, turned on him and... he had to, what's his, Davos. He was cool. I like Davos. Davos was, he was a mean dude. But I liked his character. He was like a real mean dude. But he turned on him and wanted to take the Iron Fist from him.
Yeah, he sure did.
So, that was the other story going on. So him protecting the city, his new girlfriend, Colin Wing, he's living with her and they struggling with their relationship. What's her name shows back up. What's the girl with the hand? Misty Knight.
Yeah, Misty, yep.
Yeah, she shows back up, which is cool with her iron arm too. So she shows back up. His adopted brother and sister, they go there, they conspire against little things. So you got different things going on, but it wind up being decent. You know what I mean? So what did you think of all of those storylines going on, though?
Well, I mean, for this Iron Fist, the second season, it was really nice.
Okay.
It wasn't,
what do you mean by nice?
It wasn't, it just, the storyline was very, you know, very smooth, very easy to follow.
Right.
Because it wasn't like crazy because, you know, his partner for the company, because they had to share the company, the girl was mad at him because of the father.
Yeah, because they didn't tell her father was dead.
Dead or crooked as hell.
Well, was dead. I mean, wasn't dead.
Wasn't dead. Yeah, he was still alive.
He was still alive, but they wouldn't tell her.
Yeah, and so she was mad at her brother and him, but she wanted to go after Iron Fist.
Yeah, so she wanted to go against, yeah, Rand or Danny Rand.
Yeah, Danny. So in the end, you started to say, you know, she really was stupid.
Yeah, she was just angry.
Yeah, and so, but her brother had to break it down. You know, when her, I mean, the storyline was so, to me, was much, much better in the first season because it really, you got to understand the characters a lot better.
So I think the director did a better job of making you understand the characters. Mm-hmm. I think the first season was like too choppy. Oh, you got him. He's an asshole. He's an asshole. He don't know what's going on. He's trying to find himself. He did this. Now he's got a girlfriend. Now there's a cop. Now, and it was stuff thrown in, but it didn't transition well. Mm-hmm. Even though you knew everybody, it still didn't fit. Initially, it felt like it still was going to be terrible.
Right, right.
But the way the direction and everything went, I think it worked out, and it was a lot more smoother, put it that way. And the episodes blended really well. It wasn't like standalone episodes. Like last one, they had a couple of standalone episodes on its own, and I didn't like that.
Right.
Because they didn't do it well enough to have a standalone.
Right, right.
But I liked, because they put a lot of emphasis to that showing him fight. So the fight scenes was a lot more open or a lot more tighter, and it didn't look phony. So not only didn't it not look phony, it looked like he knew how to fight this time. And I think that kind of worked out for me.
Yeah, the fighting scenes was a hell of a lot better. Hell of a lot better. It didn't look sloppy or like he even knew what it was in the first season. It looked like he didn't know what the hell he was fighting.
No,
he couldn't fight.
Yeah, it looked like people, and it showed people were beating his ass.
Yes,
but he said, "I'm the master, Iron Fist," and it was kind of like weird. So anyway, in this, Davos found a way to take the Iron Fist away.
Yes, he did. Yes.
So at first, he was kind of like, "What?" Well, actually, no. You didn't know what he was trying to do. You know what? Because he kept saying, you don't deserve the Iron Fist. You don't deserve the Iron Fist. But he kept trying to bring stuff over. So later on, those episodes showed, wait a minute, this dude is doing something. Maybe he wants to be the Iron Fist.
Right. There was things that, which was cool. They really didn't give it away.
No. And I like that.
Yeah. They really didn't. Because like I said, it was just so subtle. It was like really, you know, okay, this is like really, you know, cool. Mm-hmm. The way they did it was just so cool. Let's say that.
Yep.
You know, and it was very clean.
Yep. I agree.
It was very clean. Like I said, if you've seen the first one, you can understand why I'm saying it. And so this was a very good season for it this year.
So, and when you see it, I think it was, what was it, 8 or was it 10 episodes? Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
I think it was 10 episodes.
Let me see.
Or maybe it was more than 10. I think it was like...
it wasn't more than 10. Season 2 was 10.
Yeah, 10 episodes.
Season 1 was 13. So they cut the seasons down, which was wise. I think you still could have went a little further, but I think it was wise. So a little twist that came out of this was, spoiler alerts, they took the Iron Fist from Danny and Davos actually got it.
Right.
So then they tried to reverse it, but Danny said, I don't want the Iron Fist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So when he said he didn't want the Iron Fist anymore, he said, Colin needs to have it. You know, Colin Wynn, which I don't know how you say it. So he actually got her to take the Iron Fist.
Exactly.
And so it took it from Davos, and they didn't kill Davos, though, did they?
No, they didn't kill Davos.
So they didn't kill him. He was just laying in the street.
No, they just took it, the Iron Fist away from him.
So Danny said, now that I'm not the Iron Fist, I need to find someone who used to be the Iron Fist.
Right.
And he was researching some person who shipped the body over. You know what I mean? So he said, I'm going to find who shipped the Iron Fist body, an old Iron Fist body, tear. And his brother said, well, I'm going to go with you.
Right.
Or, you know, adopted brother, whatever you want to call him. So Colin stayed, and she was the Iron Fist for the city. Which, okay, now you created another superhero.
Right, but she's the only one that has it. So they can only transfer one person.
Oh, right.
That's what it's supposed to.
Right.
So
let me finish. So this, at the end, they're at a bar. So who is it? His brother Ward, and Danny's at a bar. So Ward is asking questions about the guy that they looking for. And this big dude, I mean, this guy was like, I'm not telling you anything. And he was like, look, I'm just asking. And then he threatens Ward, and then Ward stands up and say, I guess it's your turn. And Danny gets up, and his hands glow with two guns. So where did he get the power from?
Right.
So now there's a, wait a minute, what the hell is this?
Two
hands.
Two Iron Fists and two hands.
No, he was using two hands, but now how did he retain or get the Iron Fist back?
So that's going to be the next season.
The next mystery for that. Mm-hmm. So Collins, she still has the Iron Fist. What's her name? Got to get her arm fixed. Misty got to get her arm fixed. And Danny's trying to find the other mystical Iron Fist from before.
Right.
So now there's a whole lot of what the hell is going on.
Yeah, because, you know, now Ward is, he's like, now he's gone. Danny's like, come on with me.
Yeah, you can come with me.
You know?
So his sister's practically just back there running the company.
Yeah, by herself. Yeah.
Yep. And they're around the world trying to find the other Iron Fist. So this what made it interesting. So overall, I thought they did a really good job of building on the characters, building on a storyline. Oh, I did like the flashbacks.
Yeah,
so when Davos and Danny was back at Kulan, and they would flash back how they was friends, how they was competitive, how he actually didn't win the chance to be Iron Fist. He just turned them to the light.
That was really nice, like you said, to go back and see that where they were fighting.
Yeah, but during the first series, they kind of talked about it, but they didn't go into it. And that was dumb for me, because you really wanted to know why he was pissed off, other than he got it and he didn't. But you didn't know how he got it. So this season it was like, no, I'm going to show you, and now I'm going to show you what resentment he has toward him. Because, hey, dude, you fucking cheated.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it made it really, really interesting. So, but I think I'm so glad that this was a better season. So now I can look forward to
The third season. Because it has explained what happened in the last episode.
Right. And I like the fact that he now, and hopefully they'll do that, he won't be back in New York. He'll be traveling and then come back to New York. So you see him in different countries. You see him finding different things. You see his different power and everything like that. That and how he attained that. So there's just a lot of questions. And I like that. Because now you made him interesting. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You actually made him interesting now. And I like that. So I think they did a really good job. I think they invested into it. The one director or the one guy who's orchestrating the whole series, he's a comic book person. So the thing is, if you don't grab onto people who likes comic books, you don't know how to present it.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to make a TV series as opposed to a comic book series into a TV series.
Right, right.
You're just doing a TV series. And that's where a lot of them, I think, fail, because they're trying to convert a concept from a comic book. But the comic book has its own way of showing what it really looks like.
Right.
They did a good job with all three of the others. Some people didn't like the way Luke Cage went. But if you read the comic books, that's the way it went.
Yeah, because they don't read comic books, babe.
No, I got that. But it doesn't seem like that's the right thing to do, is to make him almost a villain. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he took over the city so he could say they won't be that type of crime. But he happens to be a superhero that's seen as a villain amongst people because he's just running and regulating things and saying shit ain't going to get out of hand as long as I'm in charge.
Right.
He'd rather be in charge than be outside trying to fight against it. So that made it interesting. I would love to see, because season 3 of Daredevil is coming up, because that was the lead. That started it all. So we want to see what he looked, Matt Murdock and his alter ego. Well,
Jessica, the second season, we seen the second season, right?
Yeah.
So, because I was thinking, well, that came out early, though.
Yeah, that came out earlier this year. I think it came out April or March.
Yeah, then you had Luke Cage. And then Daredevil.
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist, now Daredevil. But didn't Daredevil came out before all of them?
Yeah.
So why are they making this one, Daredevil, the last one?
It's not the last one.
Well, it's okay. It's not. It's
this season, is number 3.
Okay, so season 3. Okay.
Yeah, because season 2 had Punisher on it.
Okay, yes, he did. Okay,
That's why at the end of the year, they came out with Punisher. Because it was done so well. He did so well on Daredevil that they was like, look, let's rush and get this one out.
Right.
And it was good. I liked it. I thought it was good. Again, but the atmosphere with guns made people kind of stir away from it. I think, you know, this is sad, but I think because people are starting to get used to shootings again, it won't be a problem if it's released again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of sad to say, but, you know, that's what it is. But overall, you know, since we don't rank them, this is a good series. And they did a damn good job.
They did a good job on it.
And they limited the amount of episodes, too. So it didn't drag. That was another thing. It didn't drag.
Yeah. I really think they did a really good job on it. Because, like I said, I was afraid to even watch it because I knew how bad it was. First one.
Yeah. But, you know, like I always tell Alicia, since they all match up to each other, even if it's bad, I got to see it. Because there's things in one that's going to relate to the other. And if I don't do anything about that, if I don't see it, then the references won't mean anything. And that's why it was kind of important for me to see this one. But now I'm going to see all the references. Because remember, you was asking me, hey, what happened to the nurse? And then you was like, but the nurse went away. You think she's going to show up in here?
Yep.
And I was like, if they really doing it in a series or in the same world together, she is gone. You know what I mean? She's actually gone. Because how could she be gone but show up with Danny?
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So I like that. Again, it proves that they live in the same universe. And it just kind of worked out well. But anyway. That's our TV series, Netflix TV series. There's a couple of other series that's out that we need to look at. Ozark is back. Oh, we gotta see Ozark.
Yes.
We gotta see
Ozark. That's a new season. Yes.
Yep. Season 2. They already told me I'm missing it because it's just as amazing as the first one. So we definitely gonna sit down and see that. But outside of that, Fade to Black Cinema. See us every Wednesday. Wednesday with movies, TV series, even award shows.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you're going to be able to see. So check us out and download us on all podcast downloads. Go on YouTube and you can get us on the Bougie Black Brother Network. And sort through those and you will see us on the Fade to Black Cinema. So if you see them there, or you see the latest one up on top, we still putting them into their little playlist. So find that playlist, Fade to Black Cinema. We'll be good from there. Got anything else, baby?
No.
So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema. Later.
Bye.